Welcome to the Jazz Funeral School Podcast, episode number 321.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 321. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. This is a funny episode, not the episode itself, but the intro. And I have so much information to tell you, but first, I wish you guys could see me. It's like pitch black in my office. I have my curtains drawn. I've had them drawn for the last couple days besides the my private program classes, which I teach. I guess they wouldn't have seen this because they just see my background anyway, but I've essentially been a hermit. I've been a hermit for the past week, really. I'm deathly pale. I look like a ghost. And this is because I've been working literally nonstop, like 10-hour days, essentially. I wake up about 5:30 in the morning. And essentially, it's crazy. I'm laughing because it's legitimately crazy. The only time I leave my house, really, is when I get up. I make myself go to the gym in the morning to get exercise because I'm in my house for the rest of the day, like the entire rest of the day. I don't even go outside. I mean, like, I have all the food I need. I don't go out to get food or anything. I just cook my food at home. My fiance is out teaching high school music classes until she gets home at like 7:30 p.m. Anyway, so I'm home alone all day. And what I've been doing is preparing for Black Friday, but not just Black Friday, the release of Jazz Piano School 4.0, which includes a completely overhauled platform, a beautiful, stunning, brand new community that's already just bustling, which I'm so happy about, which is allowing members within Jazz Piano School to connect on a whole nother level that was never before possible, which is the most beautiful thing to me ever, because it doesn't matter. What I've learned, actually, from running my private programs recently and years and decades upon of teaching students is that it doesn't matter how much education you have. I'm going to say that again. It does not matter how much education you have. If your mindset is not in the right place, if you're not inspired, if you're not motivated, if you don't have support around you by fellow students, people going through the same thing you are, it is almost downright impossible to continue on the journey of learning jazz piano because it is so hard and it's extremely isolating. And you're alone almost nonstop. And if you're an introvert, you may like that. So it may be a good thing for you. But even for introverts, I'm an introvert. I need connection at different points in my life. And I do enjoy being by myself, but it doesn't mean I don't necessarily like enjoy being surrounded by others on the same pursuit as I am. Like, I like being in groups and hearing from others that are kind of pursuing my interests, my hobbies, and being around people and sharing in that as I go through things in life. And for jazz piano and music in general, it's just a very isolating craft. So one of the things that I promise you and I guarantee you is that when you surround yourself with other students that are doing the same thing as you, and you connect with them and you hear from them and you open up yourself and be vulnerable and discuss what is happening. Do you feel like crap because you haven't been able to do this practice exercise or play like the way you've always wanted to? Other people show up to support you. And this was the number one reason why I've been working tirelessly over the past 14 months to release this new iteration of Jazz Penal School, which is now Jazz Penal School 4.0, and specifically speaking to the membership area, Jazz Penal School 4.0, excuse me, not the membership area, the community that is now built into the application platform. Because inside the community, we have a gorgeous news feed. So essentially, your news feed is like a Facebook feed, but outside of Facebook. It's within Jazz Piano School. So all the members are communicating with each other. You can tag me. You can tag other members. You can share videos. It's absolutely, you can share pictures. You can post your thoughts. You can post on the education. You can ask questions. All the members are talking with each other. They're connecting with each other. You can see who's, you can see the other members online, who's online at the moment, who's not, right? You can direct message members. If there's a member you connect with, you can follow certain members. I mean, the length that we went through to make this the most stunning community platform for Jazz Piano Online was, you know, I wouldn't take no for an answer. Like, I was like, I need this feature. I need to look like this. I want to operate like this. And because of that, we've also made the platform now much more, what's the right word? I'm not a tech person by any means. I get by for sure, but it's more conducive now, the way that we've overhauled the site, to creating a mobile app for Jazz Piano School, which will send notifications to your phone about new released education, new members, excuse me, not new members, but new notifications from members if anyone's saying anything that you're interested in, improv, solo piano. We have new, brand new forums, right? And now, just so you guys don't, if you guys aren't familiar with communities, forums are a way to organize questions. So a news feed is like a scrolling stream of thoughts, right? So it's just random post after random post. It can be on anything. And it's, sometimes it's hard to keep up and like find, get help on information. But forums are a great way to discuss certain topics and get your questions answered by the community, by my staff, by me. And forums organize the discussion of thoughts into specific categories, like how do you comp for a bass player? How do you get better at improv? All these questions. And you can post questions in certain forums and start new threads, start new discussions. This is all inside of Jazz Piano School 4.0, which is going to be released on Black Friday. Now, that's not the only thing that's happening. I mean, again, this is why I've had my curtains drawn. This is the story I'm getting to, is that, like, again, I've been working these 10-hour days to ensure that all this is going well. You know, I will always be working. Like, I'm never going to stop working, even past this point. Like, I just never stop. That's just who I am. Like, even the amount of beautiness that is in this, I'm going to continue to work past this and be like, oh, we need to make this better. We need to make this better. But it's so awesome as is right now, and I'm so excited about it. And like I said, that's not all. I have started the process of going through all the information, and I'm refilming all the videos to all the courses, updating all the software, the videos, my mic, obviously. When I started Jazz Piano School, it was about a decade ago, 10 years ago. So you can imagine the mic, the software, the lighting, all that good stuff. It's nowhere close to what I use today. I've upgraded so many things, so I'm going to upgrade all the content. Now, just so all you guys know, there's over 1,000 videos in Jazz Piano School. I would put money, lots of money, on the fact that Jazz Piano School has the largest selection of videos. And now I think there's some other sites that might claim they have just as many, and they might actually. Piano with Willie has lots and lots of videos. But yes, there are over 1,000 videos on Jazz Piano within Jazz Piano School. And I will essentially almost be redoing all of those. And I've started that process. We're also going to be meticulously moving through all the practice exercises, workbook exercises, because I have big plans. I'm not stopping. And I know there's people out there, I try to not take this personally, because Jazz Piano, at the end of the day, it's not about reading the music, right? It's funny to me, because people get really hung up on mistakes. Obviously, there shouldn't be mistakes, but I'm human. My team is human. And we have thousands, over 3,000 pages. Y'all, everyone listening to this, there's over 3,000 pages of practice exercises, lesson text, all this combined. Like, I would say 4,000 pages of stuff. And there's bound to be mistakes, you know? But, you know, and I get things, and when people write in, I fix them as fast as we possibly can, humanly can. But again, we're human. So I am going through all of that. We're going to be meticulously going through that. And we could probably go through that 5 times. And honestly, there would still be mistakes. Like, no matter how closely we've reviewed something, probably people will still start emailing in about the mistakes, and we'll continuously fix them. And I always appreciate that. But my plan, again, schools and high schools and colleges are already using this, but we're going to elevate the experience for certain schools now that we have a new platform that they can use with these groups that are created for the schools that you can use certain parts of the curriculum. We're also going to start certifying instructors. Yes, certifying instructors. Now, a lot of the students, people listening out there right now, you may not be an instructor, you're probably just a student. But if you are a classical piano teacher and like you want to get certified to teach jazz to a beginner, right, to learn, that's what we're going to be moving towards. There are certain fundamental concepts that are necessary and that have led to proven results that literally I have data, lots and lots of data on over the past 5 years, 5 to 10 years, really. But within the past 5 years, I've really been kind of hunkering down on this project and really looking at the data of results behind students and what they need to get better. And I know exactly what it takes to do that now. And if I certify teachers, classical teachers in jazz, and they're providing these exact steps to their students, then boom, they can be certified to teach jazz because this is essentially the things you need. Now, obviously, if the student is driven and passionate, at some point, will they outgrow that person if they're a classical teacher? Probably, you know, and then they can just come to jazz piano school, right? Anyway, I'm super excited about all the changes. The other thing that's happening, and I promise we'll get to the podcast right after this. Sterling has an awesome podcast for you. The other thing is happening is that these accelerator programs that I've been running. So I'm running 2 live programs simultaneously right now. I'm running my live mastermind program, which is a 9-month program that is completely filled. I have no more spots in that program. If you want to get on the list, you can go get on the list. Go to jazzpianoschool.com. There's a little tab that says Inner Circle Mastermind. That's to work with me personally and get my personal lesson plans where like I am literally teaching you and giving you custom lesson plans. So that mastermind program is filled. It's at 10 spots max. That's all the students I take. But the accelerator program is another program I'm running right now, and that's going to be changing. And the reason it's going to be changing is because I need to continuously run this program more often to give students the opportunity, to give you the opportunity to join this program and experience the results that this is giving to students, because this program is changing lives. No joke, hands down, this program is absolutely changing lives through music. I mean, think about music. Music's one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful thing. I don't really know where I'm going with this. I'm kind of just like, you know, art and emotion and expression and culture. Like, I'm really for the arts. I'm really for expressing, you know, bringing humanity together through art and music and culture. And, you know, it's a universal language and it's so important. And obviously it kills me when schools are not prioritizing music in people's lives. I understand that it's hard to make a career in music or the arts, you know, so I get that. But in times of need, what do we turn to, right? In times of joy, what do we turn to? In dark times, what do we turn to? We turn to art, we turn to music, we turn to things that heal the soul, that speak to us in a different way, right? That's why music is so important. And so I need to continuously deliver the results and musical gifts of this program to students because it really is having such a drastic effect on students. Now, this is the accelerator program I'm talking about. And come January 11th, so January 11th is going to be the start of a new program. The way that the start of the new program is going to look is very, very simple. So I've done two things to the program to make it way more accessible for as many people as possible. What I've done is gotten rid of a lot of the events. So when I first started running the program, I had many, many events on there. And a lot of the events were meant for fun and kind of, you know, I was just like trying things out. And I've actually kind of simplified the program because people were having a hard time joining because there were so many events. It was such a large commitment. I get it. People have jobs. They have kids. They have responsibilities. It's really hard to make all the events that I had put on the schedule. So, A, I made that much more simple. In the new program, there is one weekly masterclass every single week. That's going to be with myself, Sterling, or Trent, my two collegiate jazz piano school educators. And we will be discussing and teaching the class topics like improvisation, reharms, extensions, solo piano, rhythm, all these different necessary components and fundamentals that you need to become a better jazz pianist. Now, the great thing about these classes is that we're not just teaching them, okay? We're giving away experiential secrets. Secrets of the trade, literally in these masterclasses, because they are on Zoom. And on Zoom, we're able to interact with all the students so much better. We're able to have a conversation with you. They're all recorded, which are stored in the masterclass archive. We're able to demonstrate on the spot. You're able to ask us questions about certain things we might play. It's a much more engaging and just interactive experience in these types of masterclasses. I love how the only time the lawn blower guys come to like around my condo is right when I'm recording the podcast, obviously. Can you guys hear that? It's like, of course, you know, I go to film a podcast, record a podcast, the leaf blower guys come, right? That's just how life works. And the more we can laugh at that, the better off we'll all be, right? Anyway, so all the masterclasses are stored in an archive as well, so you can go back and watch them at any point, ask us questions. The other amazing thing about the program is that you're going to get custom lesson plans with video tutorials delivered to you on a weekly basis. This is part of the program that really starts to deliver results to students, because this starts to hold you accountable to practicing and playing. Now, not everyone likes the feeling of being held accountable. I get it. Because being held accountable is what? It's hard. It's hard. It's hard to be held accountable by something. And for us to do it to ourselves is even more difficult. But with that, this is the exact reason that athletes, students, anyone that has a passion to get better at someone, even high performers, like high athletes, high performers, they always still have coaches. No matter how good they are, no matter how high of a level they've achieved, they could know everything on a particular subject, but guess what? They always still have a mentor. They always still have a coach. They always still have someone from the outside that can look in and give them perspective on what's happening and hold them accountable, right? Because they can see things that you cannot. A teacher can see things that you will never be able to see. That's why this program is so successful, because of the accountability system. Every single week, you're delivered a custom lesson plan. And every single week, you're required to practice those lesson plans and submit them to the teacher. And so that's essentially that particular step in general, along with the masterclasses, those two things have led to the most amount of results, the most amount of progress that I've ever seen in students ever. And it's even better than in-person private lessons, and I'll tell you why. First of all, when I used to go to my private teacher, nothing was recorded. I didn't have a notebook. I didn't have anything. I would sit down. He would show me stuff, like just play and be like, hey, check. He would say, this is exactly what he would say. He'd say, all right, Brendan, sit over here. Check this out. He would go, check this out, right? And I'd be like, oh, okay. He'd be like, all right, sit here. Check this out. Right? I'd be like, whoa, 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 what? He'd be like, did you see that? Did you see what I just played? No, I did not see what you just played. What are you kidding me? I'm sitting 3 feet away from you on a chair in a dark studio apartment. I don't know what to practice. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I have no idea what you're saying, right? This is the way that private lessons go. Okay, let's say you have a slightly better experience than I did, right? And most of the time, jazz teachers are like that. They're like these like fun, hey, check this out, man. Just feel it, okay? Just keep trying. You'll get better. Hey, go. Did you check this album out? Jazz teachers love to talk. Have you guys ever experienced that? They want to listen to records and put stuff on and just like hang, right? I was never about that. Like, I want to make progress. Like, show me what to do to help me make progress. I don't want to just like hang with you and chat. Like, I'm paying you money to get results. Like, I'm paying you money so I can get better. Like, I don't want to watch how good you are. I want you to show me what to do to get better, right? And unfortunately, this is the way so many lessons are. Now, of course, there are teachers out there that do a fantastic job. They do a fantastic job. But even so, do they have their lessons recorded on two cameras, right? Do they have the notation software going as well? Do they have literal note notation that you can stop and pause on the video? Can you go back and watch videos? Can you see the chord symbols? No. Like 99% of teachers are going to have you come to their house, they're going to have you sit at the piano and watch you play. You don't have anything recorded. You can't see the notation. You can't go back and watch the videos. You can't go back and slow the videos down, right? The online lesson experience is just 1,000 times better. In the process of having my students in the programs record what the assignment is also a huge advantage. Now, again, I get arguments here. Well, Brendan, well, I can't record well. And, you know, how can you make us record and stuff like that? The process, I used to go to lessons. I used to go to lessons. And when I hadn't practiced, I would literally take advantage of my teacher. I would be like, hey, you remember that one thing, that line you showed me, that tune you played last week? Can you play that for me? Like, can I check that out a little bit more? And then that would just literally spiral him into a 45-minute thing, and the lesson would be wasted, right? And not wasted, but like I would get to slither out of being held accountable. I wasn't held accountable. I didn't make progress. So the act of recording your videos on a weekly basis, like you either know the exercise that you've been given by the teacher or you don't, right? And if you don't, just give it your best shot. Just try to record something and submit it. And this process helps you grow not only as a player, but it helps grow your confidence. It helps hold you accountable. It helps you realize that you're going to definitely need to start practicing more than you ever have before, right? And it literally forces you to do these things. Now, again, not everyone wants to go and be thrown into the pressure cooker like that. I get it. And it is fun. I am kind of like putting a serious tone behind the program, but it's so much fun and it's so great. I'm not going to bite anyone's head off, right? I'm a very friendly person. Actually, inside, all my students go, you know, Brendan, I don't think there's any way we could disappoint you. And it's true. I have such a great time teaching, and any video I get, I'm happy to see, right? I'm very happy. I think the only time I'm actually disappointed is when someone just like doesn't try or give an effort at all, then I'm like, come on, can you just give a little bit of an effort? Like, you're the one who signed up for this, right? I'm not doing this for me, I'm doing it for you. So like, as long as the students are trying, that's all I ask. And again, I really can't be disappointed, neither can my other jazz piano school instructors at all. So needless to say, this is just a fantastic program that is starting to build momentum and really catch fire, and it's just incredible. And it's going to be open for enrollment on Black Friday as well. And so there's going to be a couple of different options that you can get your hands on. And I go all out on Black Friday. I go all out because I love Black Friday, and Black Friday is my absolute favorite holiday of the entire year. I have a literal laundry list that I make throughout the entire year. And do you know why? Because on Black Friday, you know without a doubt, you're going to get the best deal. You're going to save the most amount of money, and you're going to get the best deal. When sales happen throughout the other parts of the year, you're like, oh, okay, this is on sale. Yeah, okay, I'll buy the sale. Better than full price, right? But you're never really quite sure if it's actually like, do they run this sale like all the time? It's like, this is the lowest price. You don't really know, right? I'm a consumer too. I go out and I buy things, you know? And so this is exactly why I love Black Friday, because without a sliver of doubt, I know that if I want a TV or I want to buy some Black Friday special or furniture, like I got all this furniture lined up, I have all this tech lined up, I know to the fullest confident extent that I am getting the absolute lowest price and the best deal. And I love it. I love that. I love knowing that I'm going to be getting the lowest price, right? And so that's exactly what I try to do for you. I try to do for everyone on Black Friday that essentially I give you the absolute most amount of access for the lowest price. And it is the best deal of the year. Black Friday is always the best deal of the year. And I'm being a little bit secretive. I don't want to release it just yet. But again, it is coming next week. And then after that, there's actually holiday and Christmas promotions that we do as well, but they're not, I shouldn't say they're not as good, but they're just kind of, they're at a lower scale. You know, they're at a lower scale. The Black Friday deal is like, oh man, it's like, it is a no-brainer. It's like, you either got to get it or, you know, you just don't. So, the Black Friday is just like the blowout deal, right? And then everything else is like, oh, these are cute little deals. I might pick up one of these, like one of these little trinkets, you know? It's like the TV that you're going to buy, essentially. It's just like, okay, I'm going to buy this TV. It's $600, $1,000, whatever it is, but I'm getting this super ultra 4K 80-inch TV, right, for like $700. Cool. And then there's other Black Friday deals. Oh, you got a Black Friday deal on a sweater, you know, save $20, save $15 here, save $100, right? Those are still other holiday promotions that happen, but they're not like the save $2,000 on this ultra high def 4K goober like TV, right? So Black Friday, go to jazbeelschool.com/Black Friday 2023. jazbeelschool.com/Black Friday 2023 to get on the VIP Black Friday list. Now, the VIP Black Friday list will have first exclusive inside access to the deal, And there is part of the deal that is a capacity. So we're only accepting a certain number of buyers for this particular Black Friday deal. And that's why you should get on the Jazz Piano School Black Friday 2023 Black Friday VIP list, excuse me, if you are interested. And it's just the info. You're just getting the info, you know, it doesn't commit you to anything at all. It literally just means you're going to be on the VIP list. You're going to hear about the deal first. You can check it out and you can obviously still make a very informed decision about whether you want to purchase something or not. Completely up to you. So that is that. I'm on a rampage. I'm so strung up on like coffee and just working, staring at my computer. I think my eyes, like the screen is burnt into my retinas at this point from looking at my computer. I have a moment of tranquility and just I get to hang out with my students. I have on Monday and Tuesday for the accelerator program, my mastermind program. I have a pod on Thursday. So there's a lot of fun stuff happening, but yeah. Sterling has a great episode for you today. There will be no episode next week because it's the day before Thanksgiving. And then again, there'll be more Black Friday information coming out about how you can get involved with Jazz Piano School 4.0, our new release, the brand new community, all the updated features that we have available for you as well, and then more information about the live accelerator program starting January 11th. That will be coming out next week, so there will be no podcast, but Sterling has an awesome podcast for you guys today about what's called a sidestep, how to use it in different ways, and I promise you just this small nuance, right? This small little nuance is a game changer for so many different things in your jazz piano performance. I know you're going to love it. With that being said, I'm going to go get some more coffee. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Get back to work. And if you have any questions about anything at any time, please let me know. Otherwise, here's Sterling Koza, Manhattan School master's grad, Jazz Piano School staff, educator, teaching you about the sidestep. Here we go.
This is Sterling here for another podcast lesson with jazzpianoschool.com. Today we're talking about sidestepping. This is a technique that you can use to play some notes outside of the key, to change what you're already doing with some 2-5-1s, but start to find some hipper notes, some things that might, you know, grab your audience's attention, and just have some other options to find some color notes in your improvising. This technique was pioneered by none other than Herbie Hancock. This is something he was doing, you know, playing in Miles's band in the 60s. And he started doing this, you know, as early as some of his, you know, first recordings, such as Go with Dexter Gordon. Later on, Maiden Voyage, Speak Like a Child. Great albums with examples of this type of chromatic improvising. So we're going to take a look at exactly how he does this sort of thing. And how you can use it over 2-5-1s in your own playing. So let's look at this in a 2-5-1 progression in the key of C. So we're used to playing over these 2-5-1s with a scale from the home key. That would be like the C major. You know, and you can use some type of bebop vocabulary, whatever you're hearing, you know. Something like that. And what we're going to do is we're going to combine another 2-5-1 a half step away from this one. So, for example, a half step below would be D flat minor, G flat 7, D minor 7, G 7. Let's see what that would sound like. What we're going to do is we're going to keep the same harmonic rhythm. We're going to have the 2-5-1 resolving to C major in measure 3, but we're going to add another 2-5-1 in the first measure. So altogether it'll sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 measures total, 2 measures of the C major, and we're adding a 2-5-1 before those take place. So let's try a little bit of improvising. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and. Something like that. Let's try another one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Something like that. So you can play an identical line, or you can play some type of variation when you go back up the half step. Let's try a variation. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so it happens pretty quickly. It's really only one measure of the D flat minor. You can think of the D flat going to G flat, or you can just think of the 2 chord. A lot of great improvisers will just think of the 2 chord or just think of the 5 chord. So if we think the 2 chord, that's like a D flat Dorian kind of sound, going up to D Dorian, down to C major. So let's think just the minor 2 for each of those measures. 1, 2, 3, 4. Something like that. Let's try another one. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so we can focus on going through those chords and resolving on a chord tone when we get to C major. That time I played a line that went only one direction. It's tempting to want to switch directions when you switch keys, but if you stick with one direction, either going up or going down, it can create a really cool, convincing line. So I think I played something like, finish it with some type of major arpeggio or melody. Let's try one going down. One, two, three, four. So it gets real tricky. You can start to play some more chromatic melodies. Let's try another one. One, two, three, four. So that can give us some nice options of ways to come up with new melodies. Now, what we've done so far is substitute a half step below for the first measure and then go back to the original key in measure two. What if we stayed on the half step below a little longer? Well, that would add some more tension. Let's hear what that sounds like. We're now gonna play one measure of D flat, one measure of G flat, and then resolve to C in the same spot. One, two, one, two, three, four. Something like that. Let's try another couple variations. One, two, three, four. All right. Let's try a melody going only one direction, this time from the top down. One, two, three, four. So I can come up with some pretty interesting resolutions when we get to the C major in measure three. Now, up until this point, we've done exclusively a half step below. What if we tried a half step above? That's a different sound. E flat minor 7, A flat 7, D minor 7, G 7. Let's try a couple 2-5-1s, one measure each before we get to C. Just like before. This time, half step above. One, two, three, four. Okay, one, two, three, four. Cool. Let's try our line going in one direction, starting from below. One, two, three, four. Cool. How about going from above this time? One, two, three, four. Very cool. So that gives us a lot of options once we add the half step above. We started with the half step below, so a lot of different places that you can take this. Now let's talk about some tunes where this occurs. Well, John Coltrane, incidentally, was doing a similar thing in his composing in the 1950s. So we hear this in tunes like Moment's Notice. So starting from the half step below. So that would be like a D minor 7, G 7, E flat minor 7, A flat 7, going to D flat major. Another example of this would be Lazy Bird, another Coltrane tune. So another half step from below, right? A flat minor, D flat 7, A minor 7, D 7. So you can practice these sidestep 2-5s in all 12 keys, and they can take place over a tune like this, that it's built into the harmony, or you can start to add them over really any standard that has 2-5-1s in it. So I hope you enjoyed this video talking about sidestepping, and good luck incorporating this into your improvising. Check out some of those John Coltrane tunes, and you can find the PDF practice materials for this lesson in the description down below. All right, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time.